Over in Afghanistan, the brothers, the father had a heart attack and almost died.
Good evening, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. This is August 14th, 2013. This is the second portion of the Planning Development Extension Education Committee. Number five, we have all supervisors present, along with our two youth and governance, and we have April Webb and Amy Bueller from our staff present. Number five is our comprehensive plan amendment for Arthur B. Bushing of Salem, public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. Arthur B. Bushing, 25000 103rd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, owner Bradley Zulke, Land Use Coordinator, Town of Salem, 9814 Antioch Road, P.O. Box 446, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, agent. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from commercial, medium density, residential, and isolated natural resource area to park and recreational and non-farmed wetland on part of tax parcel number 66-4-120-233-0300, located in the southwest quarter of section 23 in the town of Salem. Is there anyone to speak for this petition? Anyone to speak for? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy?
I guess just for the record, I'll make a brief synopsis, is that the town has acquired or is in the process of acquiring the land that surrounds the town hall, and you can see that on the map behind us, and they are looking for that to be park, but that area was designated to be commercial and medium density residential, and so this is the first step for them to be able to change that for their intended use. And we have from the town of Salem at their town board meeting August 12, 2013, a unanimous vote of approval.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee?
Yeah, one.
Yes.
Are they still going to be able to farm this one?
Yes, they are. Good. Any other questions? Seeing none, this is a comprehensive plan amendment. This requires a roll call vote.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Government, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Chairwoman votes aye. Comprehensive plan amendment is passed. Number six is the rezoning of Arthur B. Bushing. This goes along with number five. This is same addresses for both of them, owner and agent, which is the town of Salem. Request a rezoning from A1 Agriculture Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agriculture Preservation District, PR1 Park Recreation District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 664-120-233-0300, located in the southwest quarter of section 23, town of Salem. Andy?
Again, for the record, you can see on the map behind us the area that's being looked at to be rezoned from A1 to Park and Recreation. It also requires a change in the C1 lands due to the fact that we're using the DNR wetland inventory map that further defines the wetland. And as you can see, there are areas that were shown to be wetland that were farmed, but that will be adjusted, as well as the woodlands will be part of the park and rec zoning that they're asking for. Also at the town, this was brought before them at the town board on August 12, 2013, and there was a unanimous vote of approval. I also should mention that both these items were posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on August 1st and August 6, 2013, and that'll go ahead with the other items that we'll be acting on tonight.
Thank you, Andy. Are there any questions from the committee? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the rezoning map.
Sure.
You did, you said from the town.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, who made the motion? Supervisor Skorsky, and the second one was by Supervisor Raymond. Thank you. Are there any questions? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye, the rezoning is approved. Thank you. Number seven is a comprehensive plan amendment for Jacob Store. Public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. Jacob Store, 9733 Avenue, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128. Owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 for the comprehensive plan. Suburban density residential to rural density residential on tax parcel number 60-4-119-202-0406, located in the northwest quarter of section 20, town of Randall. Are you here for that?
Yes.
Sir, could you please come up to a table? You'll need to push the little power button in front of you. State your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here. On the mic, down in the, on the base part. Thank you.
My name is Jacob Store, 9730 388th Avenue. I'm just trying to clean up this piece of property that I had bought that was not divided properly and rezoned at that time.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from the committee?
Are you the one getting married?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Andy from the town?
From the town of Randall, town board met on August 8th, 2013, and on a unanimous vote, it was approved with one abstention.
Anyone for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
Make a motion to approve comprehensive plan amendment.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Skolinski and a second by the Supervisor Dodge. This is a comprehensive plan amendment change, so we do need to have a roll call vote. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolinski?
Aye.
Chairwoman votes aye. The comprehensive plan amendment has been approved. Number eight is a rezoning for Jacob Store and Randall, same address with the owner. Request a rezoning from A1 Agriculture Preservation District to R1 Rural Residential District on tax parcel number 60-4-119-202-0406, located in the northwest quarter of section 20 in the town of Randall. Andy?
And you can see on the screen behind us here is what was mentioned earlier in regards to the land to be re-divided into a 5.3 acre parcel that works with an existing farmhouse there, and this cleans up the land division that was done previously, and this is the rezoning to do so. From the town of Randall, their town board met also on August 8th, 2013, and on unanimous vote it was approved as well with that one abstention.
Thank you, Andy. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
Motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Any questions from the committee?
Just one quick question.
Yes.
Andy, do you know why there was one abstention from the town?
There was no mention.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
I'm sorry, you didn't get it.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Let's be consistent.
I know. from the long day. Yes, it is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're all set.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And Jacob, just so that you're aware, is that your items will go before the county board next week. You will not need to attend that meeting, but the items will go before them for official approval from the county board, and then it'll go on to the county exec for signature, and that should be by the end of next week, and then you'll be receiving letters from us confirming that there was the approval probably in a week and a half.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Number 9 is the final condominium plat for North Beach LLC, Wheatland and Randall.
Motion to table.
Later.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill to table. Andy?
Just wanted to mention that we did want to have it tabled because of the fact that the town of Randall did not act on this. They had some questions that they weren't able to get answered, and so they didn't act on it. The town of Wheatland has, and so we are requesting for it to be tabled.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions? You think, Emily?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Number 9 has been tabled. Number 10 is the table comprehensive plan amendment for WAB-AC LLC in Summers. Andy?
2 months ago, we had asked the committee to send a letter to the owner of this property to get verification of what the stance was and where things were going since it was tabled for several months. We did receive an email from the owner, and due to the fact that there is this comprehensive plan amendment that contains these other conservancy lands, and that is a problem that we were able to determine from this property that there are other issues like this in the county, and it's going to be corrected when our multi-jurisdictional committee meets on September 4th, and so that will rectify the problem throughout the county and as well as for this property, and I think at that point he will then move forward, and basically in his email he's stating that he's waiting for that to take place on September 4th, and then he'll move on it.
Thank you, Andy. Number 10 remains tabled. Number 11 is review and possible approval of a resolution. It's a request to approve the appointment of Andy M. Buehler to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council. Committee?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill and a second by Supervisor Decker. Does the committee have any questions?
Well, I have many. I'm not sure where to start. Does anybody know the background of this gentleman? And just kidding.
No, if there are no other questions, you can go.
Aye.
Keep on. Committee?
Number?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye.
Good luck.
Congratulations, Mr. Buehler.
Thank you.
Number 12 is review and possible approval of resolution. Request to approve the appointment of Dr. Kurt W. Bauer, Kenosha County Surveyor, to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council. Yes, and while he may be old, he is extremely smart.
Oh, I know it, man. He's very good.
Right on top of everything. I've known Dr. Bauer for several years.
This is a reappointment, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve the reappointment of Dr. Bauer.
Sorry.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Any questions?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Do you know why the Youth and Government Center asks questions?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you.
That is true. She heard all this yesterday, but Ashley didn't. Ashley, do you have any questions?
Yeah. I was mostly asking Emily.
I was going to say, I know that the two of you talk a lot, so and that's okay, because that at least you're getting the information from her before you go.
Sure.
That's great. Okay, good.
You know what?
Thank you.
I go. Way back.
All right, seeing no other questions, unless Supervisor Splitsky has anything else.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
What?
Woman.
Do you think government?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Number 12 is approved. Number 13.
Someone should have put a slide out.
I know. Number 13 is review and possible approval of resolution, which is a request to approve the appointment of Supervisor Michael Skolitsky to serve on the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, the Sewer PAC. We do have a question from Youth and Governance. Emily, could you please provide your qualifications?
I didn't hear the question. Could you please turn your mic on?
Turn your mic on.
What are your qualifications to serve on this committee?
I believe my qualifications speak for themselves. They are vast and numerous, but most specifically, I'm the current County Board Supervisor for District 19, the largest district of all the districts in Kenosha County, and has a significant amount of development in the future. So I'm going to use my insight, wisdom, skill sets from the private sector and apply them to long-term regional planning for Southeast Wisconsin. Okay?
I think that's a question. Do you accept that answer?
I do accept that answer.
Are there any other questions?
If they have questions, I can't hear.
I asked her if she would accept that, and she said yes, and I said, well, I wouldn't have.
She said yes or no?
She said yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Motion to approve the appointment of Supervisor Skolitsky to the Sewer PAC.
I have a motion on the table. I will go ahead and second this. I know that there have been some questions that have arisen, and I can assure everyone that that I've talked to Mr. Younger, and I've talked to the county executive. Sewer PAC is a very interesting committee. There is typically between 15 and 20 people sitting at a table at a time that are going to talk over issues that not are just from Kenosha County, but in the southeastern region of the state as a whole. Some of the issues that I've been present when I was on this committee, one of the biggest ones was regarding the water lines going from Lake Michigan out to Waukesha. And while it has nothing to do with Kenosha County, I used to live in Waukesha, and I know the importance of getting that water out there. I know that some of the people in Racine had a lot of issues with this, and they voted against it. I was very proud to sit there and vote for it. They were very specific on how they were going to get the water drop for drop back to Michigan, and their thorough research and investigation on the entire process was very impressive. And Supervisor Skolitsky, all I can say to you is you want paper, you will get paper. The amount of research that they do on every single item that comes before them that they are going to vote on is thoroughly vetted, and they will have every piece of information for you that you could possibly want. So good luck.
Madam Chairman, just have a few questions. Can you expound a little bit on the concerns with regards to this appointment to the committee in a little bit more detail? Because if there is somebody else that has stronger convictions of wanting to pursue this, they should speak up.
I can let you know that there were some concerns about your concern over the bike path and whether or not that would interfere with sitting on Sewer PAC just because of your thought process.
Well, I think that I articulated my thought process from the standpoint of watching after the taxpayer's dollar, and my concerns were a lack of of costs associated with a very far-reaching plan. So if there's concerns with more scrutiny being placed on long-reaching or long-ranging plans, then, perhaps I'm not the right person to sit on a committee. On the other hand, I think that the taxpayers should certainly have some input to this, because the one thing I do try to watch after is their hard-earned dollars to make sure that they're not being wasted or inefficiently spent. So my perspective and approach to that scrutiny that I placed on the comprehensive bike plan is well-founded in my concerns for their pocketbooks. Okay.
And I understand that completely. Just a little bit of more information regarding the water out in Waukesha. While we did get a lot of information, there were estimates on what it would cost to do that. There were not actual costs to do that. And one of the things that you will need to keep in mind is you will vote on things that have nothing to do with Kenosha County, but you have to vote for the good of the people as a whole. Not necessarily based on taxpayers in general. So just if you could keep that in mind as you move forward in this on this committee. Any other questions or comments?
Well, when you do say the good of the people as a whole, we are talking about the taxpayers who fund this, correct?
That is correct, but you will need to remember that the items that you vote on, you do not live in that area. And the people that are voting for something, you may want to vote against it, but you have to trust them that that is their area that they are voting for.
Correct. That does not mean I need to vote in lockstep with somebody if they have not presented a logical fact-based case.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Supervisor Dodge.
Yeah, I was the one that asked Kim about the decision you took on the 2025 Comprehensive Bicycle Plan. As it turned out, it was overwhelmingly accepted by a majority of the county board. And a plan like that, and you're, it seemed like you had a lot of frustration, talk about what people want, what people need, and with that kind of attitude going into a plan, sewer pack position, I didn't think that you were well served for that position, and I was the one that talked to her.
Thank you, Supervisor Dodge. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
No.
Chair votes aye. Supervisor Skidelsky, you have been appointed, or the recommendation will go to the county board for your appointment. Right. Oh, and I just want to make mention in the record that Supervisor Skidelsky abstained from the vote. Okay, number 14, certified surveys. There are none. 15, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes from 7 to 10.
Second.
We have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skidelsky. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes have been approved. Citizen comments? Seeing none, we will close citizen comments. Number 17, Candy, any other business allowed by law?
Just to inform the committee that the next meeting there will be two new items, which will then include two of the tabled items from tonight.
Thank you, Andy.
Motion to adjourn.
Have our first by Supervisor Becker to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Dodge. Chief of Government.
Aye.
Gentlemen on the end, are you ready to
aye.
Thank you. Chair votes aye. Thank you.